Okay, so welcome everybody. So my name is Alexander, and today we'll talk about user interface library and the problem of customization. So to give you some context, I'm a 3-year-old React engineer, and I'm working at MUI during the day, and during the night I was working for Open Food Facts, which is a kind of Wikipedia for food products. At the end, don't hesitate to ask for stickers for both. So for the few who don't know what is a Material UI, this is the homepage so that you can get what is the component we provide. And we have the usual problem of a user interface library, which is what the reuser wants to do with it. So one aspect is making internal tools or a small MVP. You work in an NGO, for example. This is one project I'm working on. I'm currently doing a lot of effort because you can see the colors are not the default one, which is a lot better than most of the projects we're using us. But you also have a kind of a real website that do a bit more customization with the library. But all the components are from MUI. So you get a conflict about what is interesting for you, because for me, working out of the box is super important. I don't want to spend more than 5 minutes to set up a button. If you're paying engineers, they can spend a bit of time on it. Being beginner friendly is super important for me to get new contributors on the project, for companies to don't spend time on onboarding. And about customization, I think the example before was clear enough. So I will present you how I perceive customization across my learning journey. So I started into a consulting company, and what you have to do most of the time is the designer come ask to set up some specific colors, and so you add a CSS specification selectors. It has to be a bit more specific for some of them. You add a class name. You want to be, again, more specific. You add another class name, and it works by magic. And 1 year later, you will learn that in CSS, the more classes you put, the more likely you are to override the properties, which is called the CSS specificity for those who are not aware. For a user interface library, this means only one thing, put all your style into one CSS class name so that your reuser will be able to override them. So here is one of the simplest components to override, one class with a meaningful name, and developers can override. That's not all for customization. Of course, you need to respect, to pass some attributes to your HTML, for example, to, strictly speaking, disable your buttons. And you can allow a bit more with React, for example,